With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. Surgeon General wants warning labels on social media platforms. Correspondent Greg Cluxton with that report.
In a New York Times opinion piece, Dr. Vivek Murthy writes that social media is a contributing factor in the mental health crisis among young people. And he says it's time to require a Surgeon General's warning label on social media platforms, similar to labels on cigarette packages. Murthy says those warnings have changed tobacco behavior and that adding labels to social media platforms would be a step in the right direction. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Russian President Vladimir Putin will be making a two-day visit to North Korea beginning tomorrow.
Putin's expected to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un for talks as they deepen their alignment in the face of separate, intensifying confrontations with Washington. It will be Putin's first trip to North Korea in 24 years. There are growing concerns about an arms arrangement in which Pyongyang provides Moscow with badly needed munitions to fuel Putin's war in Ukraine in exchange for economic assistance and technology transfers that would enhance the threat posed by Kim nuclear weapons and missile program.
Correspondent Charles Deledesma with that report. China's Coast Guard says a Chinese vessel and a Philippine supply ship collided near the disputed Spratly Islands in the South China Sea. The Coast Guard said the Philippine supply ship had entered the waters near the Second Thomas Shoal. The Philippines say the shoal is within its internationally recognized exclusive economic zone. There was no word on the extent of the damage to the two vessels. On Wall Street, the Dow had 151 points, the NASDAQ up 193 points. This is SRN News. A new look at religious freedom in an unexpected place.
Everyone knows of the awful persecution being applied to Christians in places such as North Korea or Iran, but the Family Research Council's Center for Religious Liberty has been looking at violations of religious freedom in Western countries. The FRC's new report finds nearly 170 incidents carried out against Christians over just the last 3 years. They include fines for public prayer and pandemic church closures, and the U.S. tops the list. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Deadlines coming up between now and July 5th in five states where advocates are trying to gather enough voter signatures to put abortion-related questions on ballots in November's elections. Measures that would enshrine abortion in state constitutions are already on the ballot in four states, and officials in two more now are checking whether the petitions submitted there are valid. This is SRN News. Maryland Governor Wes Moore scheduled to sign an executive order to issue more than 175,000 pardons for marijuana convictions. The order will forgive low-level marijuana possession charges for an estimated 100,000 people. Recreational cannabis was legalized in Maryland in 2023. A battle shaping up between the Sunflower State and Show Me State.
It may be a long shot, but Kansas lawmakers are trying to snatch the Chiefs and the Royals away from Kansas City, Missouri, that is, and bring the teams across the border to Kansas City, Kansas. The legislature expects to consider a plan to help both teams finance new stadiums in Kansas. Lawmakers in Topeka will convene a special session Tuesday and review a plan to authorize state bonds for stadium construction. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com.